Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Talking to the Wall. We're finally in February. We made it past the first month. It's pretty crazy. I'm astonished by it. But in today's episode, we're going to be talking about video games. Nothing really specific, but just in general video games and what an amazing pastime that video games has played in my life. But I'm not alone, guys. Today, I have a returning guest. It's going to be really fun. Hope we'll see where it goes, but welcome back to the show, Ray.
Oh, hello, hello. What's up, my brother? Thank you for having me.
Of course, man. You know you're always welcome on this podcast. So today, I think let's just start out with, what was your first ever console?
Oh, my God. We're going to take it back to, honestly, my very first memory that I remember consciously.
Okay.
So back in the day, I lived in really crappy apartments with my stepdad and my mom, and he had an Atari 2600.
Holy crap. We're taking it way back.
Yeah. So honestly, my first conscious memory is playing that Atari 2600.
Okay.
And it was, you know, obviously the wooden cabinet one that has like the wood varnish finish on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember
that. And then I just remember playing Asteroids. Frogger, I think, was on it. Pong, I played with him. And then we played Pitfall.
Okay.
And then he had a whole bunch of like other like cartridges. But I remember those three specifically because I played those like constantly all the time.
Okay.
And that's literally my first memory is playing an Atari 2600 and then just like not graduating from that for years. Like I didn't get my hands on an NES until maybe I was like 8 or 9.
And this was your console that like, hey, we're going to buy this console. Or was it like a hand-me-down like console between someone?
I only got hand-me-downs until I got my Super.
Oh, Super Nintendo?
That's nice. Okay. And I didn't get that till like I was like 10 or something. So I got that like late in the game.
All right.
But yeah, like I got mainly hand-me-downs and like I traded like things for like consoles.
Okay.
So like my cousins had... They had every console. They had everything. Okay. So every time I'd go to their house, it was like, cool, here's an NES. And then I'd play an NES with them. And then when they got a Sega Genesis, you know, or when they had got a Sega, I played their Segas. And so like I was introduced to like Sonic, Vector Man, and like all those other games, like Golden Axe, all those things. Like,
oh, shit. Okay.
They had them. So I played those. And then when they kept upgrading, like I kept borrowing their consoles and then just like not returning them until way later. I adore games. I love video games. It's one of those like pastimes that I think I'm probably never going to grow out. I'll probably slow down. Okay. I'm definitely not doing like those 23-24 hour bingers of just playing like from sunup to sundown anymore during summer. There's definitely some, especially during this COVID time, one of my favorite games got a remake recently. It's Final Fantasy VII. And so that came out right when COVID hit and all the lockdown started. So I was like, cool, I've got time.
Perfect timing.
I've got time to burn. And I just blasted through that game. I was initially going to wait out getting it until I got a PS5. But thank God I didn't wait because good luck getting a PS5 right now.
I think timing of it was pretty crazy. But thinking back at all the consoles that I had growing up was because of my Uncle Andy.
Oh, really?
He was the older one, you know. He was like he's like a brother to me because he was the only sibling I had at that time,
mm-hmm.
at that age. And I remember the first console that was, you know, that I, you know, got to try was the Sega Genesis,
the 16-bit one.
Yes,
nice.
So that's the first one, and I was like, all right, let's see this, you know, what video game, what is it? Like, oh, it's, mm-hmm. you know, something you play on the screen versus, you know, to my old school, like Pogs, you know,
oh, yeah.
marbles and stuff that, you know, was new to me. So the first obviously was Sonic, you know, staple of the game. But
of course, Green Hill Zone all day,
and
all day.
Everything. So I was just like, this is amazing. Like, this is great. You know, I'd spend that time to be able to play games or base certain levels to kind of like, one up him to be like, oh, I did better on this level than you. I got more, you know, rings or whatever.
That's how it was with my cousin too.
And a big part of that was then from there, obviously, Nintendo came in through. Mm-hmm. And just remembering that part of it was just like, who's this Mario Brothers? Super Mario. Mm. You know, NES was the first one. You push in, push down, you know, close the lid on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
and just being like, well, this, you know, the square, you know, controller so vividly, and just these buttons. I was like, oh, okay, cool. This is all right. This is jump. This is, you know, you throw the fireball, whatever it was. And then slowly branched out to Super Nintendo. And I just fell in love with Super Nintendo. I know me and my uncle were just so competitive. So competitive with the, I think Mario Kart was the one that we went go to.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. Racing and all that, and just, yeah, you know, the balloons and stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't get into Mario Kart until much later. I didn't even know that was a Super Nintendo game for the longest time.
Oh, okay.
So when I first got my Super, I didn't have like all the staples that everybody did. I didn't have Super Mario World. That wasn't the first game that I got. Or Mario Kart wasn't one of the first games, or like Super Metroid, or like any one of those games. Like my first games were Mega Man X.
Okay.
Which classic. I just now recently got a cartridge of. I'm very proud owner of a Mega Man X cartridge, and I'm okay. Very happy. But yeah, that was my first game. And then after that, it was Mortal Kombat 3 Ultimate Edition. Okay. I got that on the Super. My mom got me that, which I'm very surprised because of how absolutely gory it is. But yeah, I didn't play like the old Mario games until like much later.
Really?
Like almost okay. Like an adult. That wow. I didn't really like play those games. Like same thing with like Link to the Past or like any of those games. Gosh. I didn't play any of those until I was super late. I came in late to that party on those.
Wow.
But no, dude, I loved my Super. I still have my Super. It's in my room right now. I definitely still own it.
I'm sad to say that I got rid of mine. This was, you know, I'm gonna say like when I was in my early 20s. So I was like, no, I'll never go back to that. And you know, I think at the time it was when the Nintendo Wii was currently dominating, and you know, they had the old games on there. So I was like, why do I need the old console if I have the new updated, you know, downloaded version one on my Wii? And I do regret it, because I was like, it just doesn't feel the same, even with the like the old school controller, even all the implementations that they push for it. And I was like, it just doesn't feel the same. I'm saddened about that, but I think the next console that my uncle got, which is the one that I don't think we ever put down. Even to this day, I think every once in a while when we, you know, pre-COVID, when we would get together or something and he had the time to, we'd play N64.
Oh, yeah.
And that thing just took over my life. I think it was just like, I think he had gotten it for, I don't know if it was a birthday or a Christmas gift, the year it came out. And it was just my obsession. Like, we would constantly play Super Smash Brothers. That was the first game that he initially came with. Obviously, the launch game was Super Nintendo or Super Mario.
Yeah, 64. Yeah.
And we fell in love with that game. So we each had our own little file, see who had more stars and who could find the most secrets and stuff like that. And it was just an obsession. And then that's when I think it took a turn to more gory or graphic games or violent games, to say the least. And obviously, I think it was Turok.
Oh my God. I played Turok endlessly. I played that a lot.
And I was just like, whoa, like I'm actually like killing something. Like it never crossed my mind.
Yeah, it's always fun to, you know, and stab it was just a like, raptor with a dagger.
Yeah, or like with a bow and arrow and stuff like that. But you like as you build your collection of weapons and as you progress in the game, I just remember being like, whoa, this is like, it never triggered that. I was like, I shouldn't be probably playing this game because I obviously it was the rating of it.
Yeah, you're like 13.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Maybe, and then you're like, oh, this is rated M for mature.
It didn't cross my mind until I was like older and I was like, damn, that game was freaking like
violent. Yeah, no, it was really gory. Not like Mortal Kombat, like fatality-ish, but there's definitely so much there was a
blood,
lot of violence.
Death and like the actual extent of it. And seeing that I was like, dude, this is great. And then I got introduced to another classic, which was GoldenEye. And
so many brawls in the street after it was insane
because it was not only me, my uncle Andy, and one of our very close friends, Mike. You know, he basically essentially lived with us because that game just took over our lives between that and Super Smash Brothers. But GoldenEye, just the actual levels and going through, because I was always a big fan of watching those movies.
Yeah. The Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan. At the time, he was, you know, this was the James Bond. Mm-hmm. This is the one that we knew. And I was just like, I get to play him in a game.
Yeah.
And go on and do the missions he did.
Yeah, and so, like, your shitty cousin plays, like, Odd Job, and then you, like, you can't hit him for shit?
Yeah, like, you have to, like, actually slouch and try to shoot him. But,
it's,
yeah.
It's always, no Odd
and
Jobs.
And I know, but there was the funny thing about Odd Job in that game was that I didn't know that's the, I think that's the game that my friend Mike played. Because at first, it didn't occur to me. So, once we unlocked all the characters, I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you know. I was always trying to go for 007 or his, I think 006.
Oh, okay. I always
the blonde went, guy.
Yeah.
Is his partner.
I always went for like the Arctic Winter Soldier because I was oh, like okay. costumes, and I was like, that's pretty dope.
And then that's when we're like, dude, like he's kicking our ass. Like, what the hell? And certain levels, obviously, we would already memorize the map, so we knew
oh, it's yeah. not complex and temple. You know, like the back.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, the secret. This is where the armor's at. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got this, mm-hmm. and then. I was like, damn, what the hell? Like, we were like, how am I not able to kill him? And then we realized, I was like, he's using Odd Job, you know? And I was like, oh, he's a small person. I was like, that's...
yeah, and then you don't realize... Like,
well, it's because that shooting angle, you know, your gun's obviously, like, way above his head.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just like, wait a minute. And then you realize, oh, wait, you can actually duck.
Yeah.
You move slower mobility, but... He was always getting these crazy, just random kills and beating us just because of him. And then I was like, well, two can play at this game. Let me play out
Chuck. Yeah, too. Eventually me and my friends, we'd always go over it. So back in the day, me and like some close friends in the neighborhood, we'd always go over to our friend Ken's house. And we would play N64. So it was always the staples too. So it was Smash Bros. On the N64. And then we would play GoldenEye, but we always had a caveat. I was like, no Odd Jobs.
Really?
Like, no, if you're going to play Odd Job, like, you get banned from, like, the house for, like, a couple days. Like, you're out. And that was, like, the party gaming house where, like, we would play video games till, like, 4 o'clock in the morning and then crash and then wake up the next day and then go home. And, like, our parents are super cool because it's all, like, in that neighborhood. And so, like, we all the parents knew each other.
Okay.
So that was always fun. But, like, yeah, no, yeah, growing up, I always got my consoles handed down until the Super Nintendo.
And that was your
like,
own.
That was like my first official console. Okay. And then my cousins ended up getting the later stuff after that. So my first introduction to like a PlayStation 1.
Oh, guys, my bad. Oh, yeah. Little technical difficulty. No.
PlayStation 1 deserves a round of applause.
Oh, I agree.
But yeah, I'd go to their house and because I'd go there in the morning before going to school.
Okay.
Because I just get dropped off there. And so they had a PlayStation 1. And I remember getting introduced. And I'm like, what do you mean it's not a cartridge? It's a CD. And then just plugging in the
CD. Game changer.
Yeah. And then hitting it on. Then you like you hear like that, like it all start up and boot up. And you're like, what am I playing right now? Like, what's going on?
What is this?
But that's like my first introduction into like 3D games.
Okay.
Like PlayStation 1. So my cousin, he played a lot of like Madden.
Okay.
A lot of Madden. And so that's what I played with him just because it was his console. And so we played a bunch of Madden. And then it was like Ace Combat that he got. And so like I was playing Ace Combat because he had it. And then I think when I really got like I liked video games, but I wasn't like invested into like story wise.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Video games. All right. It's shitty to say, but like when Final Fantasy VII came out and he had it. And then I put it in, and then, like, after that first bombing run, I was just like, oh, I get it. Nice. Oh, okay. This isn't just, like, hack and slash or throwing a football. Or,
yeah.
Like, all this stuff. Like, there's some substance here. And so that's when I got hooked, is, like, just playing that game. And then that's when I started to actually look at storylines from, like, every other game and, like, maybe trying to go back. So then that's when...
Kind of a deeper understanding to actually playing the game and just of running through it.
I mean, having fun is fun, but then if you can find substance in something, that was always like awesome.
No, absolutely. And I just remember, and I'm going back to N64 still because of GoldenEye, but I just remember the little, you know, the game options that we would do were like, oh, Golden Gun or Slaps Only. just to mess with each other and just being like, all right, let's just make it interesting for us. And I remember... The one that just stays in my mind is the remote mines.
Oh, my.
So, for the longest time, obviously, we would play mainly Temple for that one when we get remote mines. And then my friend Mike had figured something out because, you know, we constantly play that game on all the time. So he obviously had his own console. I obviously shared the one with my uncle. And he was like, how is he exploding the remote mines before we're able, like, you know, because you had to switch from throwing the remote mines or planting it to your watch.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, he's getting us. How is he like midair? And then I was like, he's doing quick. Like, I don't know how he's changing. And then we realized that you didn't have to change to the watch. So on the N64 controller, as you're holding it, if you push A, B at the same time, the red and green button, mm-hmm. as you're throwing it, it explodes it. And we didn't know that for the longest time. So we kept getting handed to ourselves. Like, dude, this is getting ridiculous. Once we figured out the trick, dude, it was just an all-out war of us just flinging remote mines mid-air or they're on the second tier and throwing it and blowing them up. And how many suicides we would get and negative points on that. Just
because that explosion radius is super long. Yeah, so and sometimes, kill all of you.
And it was the funniest thing ever because I remember there's other, you know, everyone found out little hacks and tricks. So when you would, before you would get a, you would put a remote mine on the body armor. Mm. As you picked it up, obviously it replenished after it timed out. Mm-hmm. But it would still have the remote mine on there, but it would be invisible. So if you knew on the screen where he was at, it's like, oh, he's trying to kind of get the body armor as he's there. Cause he sees, he's looking at it and he's, oh, there's no remote mine. All right. He gets it. You explode it. It blows him up. There was little things that we were just like, how did we figure these stuff out? Obviously this is way before I think all the game forums and all the little like, oh, hey, tips and tricks on how to beat. No, we played the game through and try to figure this shit out for ourselves. Yeah. Cause I feel like the internet, not saying it's bad. It's cool to like, oh, hey, I didn't know that.
Well, back the then game. There was no.
Like, but there wasn't really much.
You had to like call into like a hotline.
Yeah, exactly. And I just remember that. And I just started laughing because I know when for a while I was getting, when we had the N64, we would get the magazine. Tips and tricks on the next game.
Nintendo Power?
Yeah. So yeah. I had the subscription to that. And, you know, there's certain things where I was like, oh, I didn't know about this game.
Oh, my God. I remember getting kicked out of so many supermarkets from just like hanging out and like, the magazine section,
oh,
and then just like
oh
trying,
my gosh,
and just trying to read through all the gaming magazines before they tell you.
I didn't realize until I learned. I think it was a little bit when I was a little bit older. I think maybe 15, and then I finally came to the realization when I would go to Barnes and Nobles, and then they had a whole just gaming section.
Yeah.
And just being like, oh, walk through for this game, Final Fantasy, blah, and this and that, and I was just like, holy crap, where the fuck has this been? Like, I was so shocked by it.
Hours in there.
And just chill, waiting for either my uncle or a family member just be like, oh, I'll be right here. Like, you'll find me here. I'll be here. I'm just going to go through this game because there's a part that I'm still, you know, stuck on a boss or whatever the case may have been. But I think the first ever console that they had purchased just for me, where it was just, it was the GameCube, Nintendo GameCube.
Nice. So did you get that standard purple one?
I got the platinum silver edition one. So that was a different colorway. And I was
bougie.
Like, I was so excited for, I think it was a Christmas train. Gift. And I was just like, holy crap. And I loved how the route they went with that game was the little mini disc.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just blown away. I was like, how is this whole game in this little disc? I know there was, you know, obviously, I'm saddened that I never got to experience that love that you had for the PlayStation 1, because I was always Nintendo growing up. Okay. So I had friends that had PlayStations.
Yeah.
I would go over occasionally and play the games that they had, but I never had that same love as I did for the Nintendo, especially when I got my GameCube. And then that's when obviously Melee was the main go-to one for Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And
I never owned a GameCube.
No way.
No, I never owned a GameCube. My buddy that lived down the street, his parents always bought him everything.
Okay.
So when my stepbrother got, so after I got my SNES, I didn't get my own console until like the PlayStation 2 came out. Cause that was the next thing that I got.
Oh,
it was for me. Everything else, I kind of just like my cousins or my stepbrother got.
Okay.
And so I played their consoles. So yeah, I played the PlayStation at my cousin's house, and then my stepbrother got an N64. And I remember going to Sears with my dad and my mom, and he's like, oh, he wants, you know, this N64 thing. I was like, cool, am I getting one too? And like, no, we can really only afford one. And he really wants one. He's older. He's like, all right, that's fine. Whatever. I'll just play it too. We'll just put it like in the den room and then I'll get to play it too.
Yeah.
And so even on then, like I didn't play on the N64. I didn't play any of the Mario games.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Like he wasn't into those games. And then so like consequential, like I never played Mario 64, like to this day. I've put my hands on it, but I've never finished it.
Okay.
And then so like that love that everyone has for like the, like that triple jump and like all that stuff. Like,
yeah,
I don't have that. like my first, yeah. Like my first.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm so sorry. What was the game that you guys for N64?
Killer Instinct.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh. Obviously classic.
Yeah. So he got a fighting game and it was that gold cartridge one.
Oh, okay.
So we played a lot of Killer Instinct growing up. And then that's when I got introduced to Mario Kart 64.
Okay.
And so then I played a lot of Mario Kart in there. And then Turok.
Yeah, Turok. Dude, I'm telling you, Turok was a game changer for me.
We played so much.
That one, I don't know if you remember, I think the game was called Perfect Dark.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We played I was like, I think it was my friend Mike that introduced me to that game. And I think it was his cartridge. Like, he just like let us borrow it. And he's mm-hmm. like, oh, you'll like this game and this and that. And that game was so freaking dope. Damn. I remember that game so vividly. That was such a sick game.
No, yeah. So for the N64, so again, because I didn't own it, I kind of relied on friends or whatever he got. And that's what I would play. And so my friend that lived down the street, he had this game called Zelda, Ocarina of Time. And so...
Oh my gosh, dude. That's just...
I remember watching...
I think I just need to play this for Zelda, man, because that game...
So I remember I watched him play it for a little bit, and I was like, what are you playing right now? And he's like, oh, this is Zelda. He's like, did you not play this on the Super Nintendo? I was like, I don't know that this exists. He's like, okay, here, you borrow my cart, and then you play through Ocarina of Time. And so I remember taking that home and then playing it and then just instantly falling in love with it. Just like, this is insane. Like, just like from the music to the story to everything. Everything about that game was like 10 on 10. And then, after that, I was like, oh, okay, now I get the appeal of Zelda. This is everything right here. So I think that's when I started to go back and go back to... Because I had a Game Boy Color at that point. So I went back and played... what's the one that was for?
Well, the Game Boy... I had the OG Black and White for Tetris. And then for Game Boy Color, I had Pokemon. Obviously, I had the Pokemon Link's for Awakening. The color. Oh, okay.
Link's Awakening, yeah.
All right.
So I went back and played Link's Awakening because I had a Game Boy Color. And then I found a copy of Link's Awakening for my Game Boy. Okay. So I played that. And then I went back to Link to the Past. And then I was like, oh, okay, these like Zelda games are like the shit. There's something to be reckoned over here. But yeah, I know I played a bunch of games that I borrowed. I feel like I always played a bunch of borrowed games from him. So like every time he would have something like in his little drawer that he already ran through, he was like, oh yeah, yeah, just take this and play it. So like same thing with like Donkey Kong 64.
Oh, dude. He was like Country Time. Oh yeah, my gosh.
He was like, oh wait, you haven't played this either? Like, take it. Like, go have fun. Dude, oh and then gosh, I'd like run through and be like, what is like, what are you doing over here? It's like, you have all these games. So like, yeah, I already beat them all. Just take them, like play them. Like my house is your house, dude. Like just have it. And so, I remember going to Blockbuster with him once. And
oh, then, okay.
Cause for you kids that don't know what Blockbuster is, it's a video store where like you would go and rent videos, but also games and you can rent consoles and,
I totally forgot about the whole consoles part. I know the video games part.
Yeah, you can
rent. Because I remember we would always go to Blockbuster. You know, it was such a... I think what's the last one? I think the only operating one is in...
Alaska?
Alaska, right? Yeah. It's Alaska, somewhere like out of mid-nowhere. But it's more
like
of like,
more like a museum.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's more of nostalgia's kind of holding it mm-hmm. together. But yeah, dude, I just remember being... I think they branched out to like, oh, you can rent a game and then bring it back. I think my uncles or just like my mom was just more adamant to get me games to rent because you're like, you're gonna beat it and then you're not gonna play it again. Yeah. So why am I gonna buy you this game? So I was like, that was such a cool thing that at the time was amazing. We're like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, no, renting, I totally chose renting games over movies any day of the week. It was always, hey, you want, you know, my dad was like, hey, we've got like a 5 for $5 deal. I'm going to get a couple of movies. Like, it applies to video games too. Like, what do you want? And then I'd go over with him and be like, all right, let me pick. I played this. And then, you know, you'd grab something. At the time we had the N64, so I was like, oh, well, I've never played Conker's Bad Fur Day, so I'm going to play Conker's Bad Fur Day. And then that's when I got introduced to Smash, because that's where I found Smash Bros. Is at a Blockbuster.
Oh my gosh.
And then I started to play that and I was like, oh, Smash is the sickest. I love Smash. And yeah, dude, that N64 days were, those were like some golden days for me. Dude, even though I didn't even own the console, like I played a ton of N64. Even when, like, when that expansion came out, like the expansion pack that you can put out on your console that let you play Majora's Mask, like I had to have that, even though it wasn't my console. Like, no, I needed
no,
it.
No worries.
I was like, I needed it. It's like, as soon as I saw the commercials for Majora's Mask, I was okay, like, I need to play this.
So right now I'm on the top 10 selling games for N64. I'm just going to go run down the list. Hmm. Number one was Smash Super Mario 64.
Still never finished it.
With 11 million, almost 12 million sold. Oh, nice. Which is pretty crazy for that time when that console came out. That's unheard of.
Also, that game was probably like $100.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those games were not cheap.
Yeah, they weren't cheap. I remember they were cheap. Dang, you're right. That's why I wouldn't get that many games.
Yeah.
The next one, obviously, just goes with Mario. Mario Kart 64. Yep. With almost, we're looking at 9 million, 8 and some change, but almost 10 million. Third one, GoldenEye.
Of course.
8 million sold. So you slowly start to branch away. And then, obviously, the classic, The Legend of Zelda.
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And it sold about 7.5 million copies worldwide. Going down, let's see. We've got Super Smash Brothers at number 5 with about 5.5 million sold, which is fucking amazing. And this game, oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot about this game. I love this game. Pokemon Stadium. Do you remember that game? Do you remember playing that?
Yeah.
5.4 million sold.
Do you remember Pokemon Stadium? There was like a transfer save thing on that too that would go from your, it would transfer from your Pokedex, right?
It would connect to your Game Boy,
yeah,
where you were able to trade and get certain Pokemon exclusively that was on there. Like, oh, it's hard to get this type of Pokemon,
and you
can transfer it to unlock stuff. I do remember that.
Yeah, that's what I remember too.
And then we have Donkey Kong 64 with 5.2 million sold. Oh my gosh, I totally forgot this game. I don't think I played it that often. Number 8 was Diddy Kong Racing with 4.8 million. I recall the game, but I don't remember playing it.
I only remember Diddy Kong Double Dash.
I remember Double Dash.
Double Dash is the superior to that game.
Okay. Oh, dude, how did we not talk about
far superior.
Star Fox 64? How did we not talk about that? Did you ever play that?
Because that is the last good Star Fox game ever made. That's all we haven't talked about.
4 million it's sold. Been, 4 million sold for that N64. That was such a good game.
Yeah, to quote Rose from the Titanic, it's been 85 years since a good Star Fox game.
And it's so sad because of that, dude. I fucking love that game.
It's been a travesty of how tarnished that game has gotten.
Dude, that's horrible.
Like how that franchise has gotten. Yeah, that IP has gotten.
And number 10, I don't know if I agree with number 10, but this is according to, I think it was blogofgames.com, but Banjo-Kazooie.
You know what?
3.6. I don't remember playing that game. I'm not saying it's bad. I just don't recall playing that game. But those are our top 10, but
Banjo-Kazooie is a solid game.
Yeah. I don't recall playing that game.
It's rare at its finest.
Okay.
So if you know it, Rare, I mean, they have Donkey Kong.
Yeah, no, they have endless. Yeah,
yeah, they're N64 Rare is like top tier.
Yeah,
like, they're god tier. Those guys.
Do you remember playing? Now that just kind of triggered something. Do you remember playing Mario Party on N64? It was Mario Party 1. That was the original Mario Party. It wasn't even 1. It was just Mario Party.
I only remember Mario Party 3.
Okay, which was on 64. Yeah. 1, 2, and 3. I think there were.
I remember
the
playing
free
any
ones
of the earlier ones.
Okay.
Me and my friends back in the day, we didn't play those games. We were playing a lot of Smash and a lot of GoldenEye.
Yeah, no, obviously those were the top tier games. And then obviously N64. Mario Kart 64 and all that stuff. But I think it was my cousin Luis Luigi, and his older brother Carlos that introduced me to those games, and I got hooked. I just loved the concept of you're like a virtual, you know, game board and playing, and it was all about the mini games.
See, but I feel like we played number three a couple of times.
And I think out of all of them, I think that was one of the top ones that people were sought after. Cause I think I still have my N64 and my GameCube, my other two consoles. Mm. I got rid of the Wii. Not that I didn't like it, but I just got rid of it. But those two consoles, N64 specifically, I remember keeping Mario Party. Mm. I think I have the first one. Don't have the second one, and then the third one. But I remember looking it up just randomly one time, and I was just like, holy crap, it's getting a pretty penny on eBay. Because I was like, damn it, like I wanted to get this game.
Oh, yeah. But, dude, we didn't play those games just because it... We felt like the game board and the star system was, like, bullshit. And so we got really mad a lot.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
And you're just like, fuck you. You don't deserve those stars. Like, what do you mean you landed on the most green spaces? There's like nine of them on the board and you landed on two and the rest of us landed on none. So it was like, so
obviously it was there to break families up, but it was such a good,
it's worse than Monopoly. Cause
I can honestly, I agree with you.
So like we'd like a bunch of like 10, like 12 year old kids. Like if we were like playing that game, we would just get into fist fights and like the grass and we're just like, we're done. We're not playing this anymore. So yeah, so we didn't play Mario Party a whole lot. It was a lot of Smash, a lot of Mario Party.
That's the top one that from the N64 console.
Number three?
Yeah, on IGN, Mario Party 3 was the best out of all of them. But
I think just because it had like the most mats and like
it has a lot more stuff, I think, included in it. And they finally fine-tuned it for the third one around. But yeah, dude, I remember, like you said, it would freaking tear us apart.
Yeah,
but it was so satisfying to be able to.
Oh yeah, if you won, you're like king of the world.
You just felt like something inside of you, like, dude, I can just whatever the world throws at me, I can take it on. I am okay with whatever happens tomorrow. It's cool. I don't even care what's gonna happen. But I just remember a few times. I just remember going to my cousin's house and my cousin Luigi, and we're just playing the game, and you know, and it was the almost game of chance, but at the same time, you're just like, no, if you have three stars and each one of the other players steals one, you're just like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah, you only got to pay 50 coins to Abu, and then you can steal somebody's star.
No, but that was garbage. That was so great.
Garbage. So garbage.
Oh, that was so great. I just remember being so joyous and then so sad. It was my worst times ever with Mario Party. It was great.
Yeah, we used to get mad a lot at that game. After you got an N64, what did you play after that?
After that, obviously, straight to GameCube. I think during that time, when was the first Xbox out? What do you remember? Was it around the same time?
No, it was a little bit later.
A little bit later?
I want to say that was like 2002, 2003, somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I remember my friend having one in middle school.
Okay.
So, yeah, because we played... Because after I was like kind of like wrapping up some stuff on my PlayStation that I traded a couple games for it for my cousin because he wanted it, a couple games, and I was like, cool, give me your PlayStation. He's like, yeah, I'm not using it anymore. I don't care. Because he got really heavy into PC gaming. So
yeah, it was Xbox was released out in 2002.
Yeah. Okay.
Late November 2001. 2002, it was more predominant. I was still not playing that. Obviously, we're in middle school. And I just remember getting introduced. It was my first console, was the GameCube that they personally just bought for me. And I was like, oh, crap. And obviously, no games. So obviously, the first game that I got was Melee. Ooh, and then... Yes,
good choice.
And then it was the Mario Kart Double Dash was introduced there. And a big part of that was I think that's where I took it to another level and tried to play with my friends that I had later on in life, you know, in my later teens. But that was the one game where I genuinely was just like, I want to play this competitively.
Oh, really?
That was the first sign of where I was just like, I like this. I want to play it. Mm-hmm. And then obviously that's when I was like, all right, let's, you know, as I got older, I was like, I want to play this competitively. I did a few small little like competitions here and there mm-hmm. with a few friends of mine. One of my friends did place. Other ones, I was like, I just like, I thought I was good and I just got my ass kicked. But I do enjoy playing it. I think that's why I fell in love with that. And then obviously Double Dash was another one. The other one that's super random that I always go back to are two games, and they're both really just, I don't know how big they did as far as how much money they made for right. Nintendo, but was The Simpsons Road Rage, which
oh
was
my
a
God, I played that
huge,
game a
huge knockoff yeah, of Crazy yeah. Taxi, but it was so fun because they had Simpsons characters. And then the other one was Simpsons Hit and Run.
Yeah, played that one a lot too.
And just the whole story behind it, that's where I think what triggered my love for storytelling and just being like,
Oh, really? That late?
That, and it was just because most of the games, it was just like, I think between the friends that I have and family members that I were, you know, at my time, around my age, my, most of it was just like, who can beat the game the quickest? We weren't really kind of like, okay. Let's enjoy this. Let's kind of think. I did play Link, obviously.
Right.
But I think I didn't genuinely appreciate it until I got older and I was like, wow, this was such a good storytelling game.
Yeah.
And kind of branching out to that. And I was like, this is really good. But I think it was, that was the first one where it was just like super random, but it was the Simpsons Hit and Run game where it was just like, oh, as your own character and you just kind of chose your path. And I loved that. And I was like, this is pretty cool. Like,
yeah, it was super. It was super cool to drive around Springfield.
Yeah,
like, especially like in all the little cars that you get. Like,
oh yeah,
like that Homer
customized car, car he made. It's like, you know how much I think how much money or credits to unlock that car was.
It was a lot.
It was a lot, it was a stupid amount. But I remember having it.
Yeah.
Professor Frink's little like float mobile car and that shit. But yeah, dude, I think that was my love for it. Yeah. And I was like, that was the thing. And then I think later on, I didn't get introduced. I think it was in high school. My friend Mike comes back around and he has it. And I finally get introduced into Halo.
Oh, really?
The first one on the first Xbox console. He still had it, I think. And then my brother Jose, he finally got, I think this was later on where, I think, when did the Xbox 360 come out?
Oh, that's super late.
That was
2004, I want to say.
Because I remember the whole Kinect thing and my siblings got it. I think it was my sister Andrea that initially, I think it was a gift for all three of them, but what was it? Xbox. 2005.
Yeah.
So we're still in high school, but I am.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
I am. You're just
2005,
finishing.
It's like my junior going into my senior
year.
Yeah.
So I think he introduced the love of Halo to me on the original Xbox console.
Yeah. I remember.
So
that.
Me and him played it. We ran through it within like a few hours of him bringing his console. Uh-huh. And then my siblings had the 360 with the whole Kinect, and that thing was kind of sort of taking off and, motion and kind of stuff like that. But the game that I got was the Halo game that was on 360. I think it was Halo Reach. I'm not sure.
Reach?
Was it
on the
Reach?
360?
360? Because I know they had a flagship game on there. I don't know if it was
Halo
2 or 3?
I think it was 2. Two for 360. I think it was either 2 or 3. Is either 3? No. It was ODST, right?
Was it ODST?
Honestly, a lot of those games really blend over to me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because I wasn't like an Xbox kid. I was always either
PlayStation or Nintendo.
I was
right?
Definitely a PlayStation or Nintendo kid. So I first got. So, I finally got my own like next gen console, like. My parents bought me was a PlayStation 2. And I got that in 2000. So it came out in 2000.
Okay.
And then I got it for my birthday. They're like, okay, well, what do you want? I was like, I really want a PlayStation 2. Like, I want one. Like, okay, so what do you... like?
Was it the logo with the... No, that was the PlayStation 3. All black with like a neon blue. That was the PlayStation 3, right? Yeah. Okay, I'm checking.
No, the 2. It was still black, but it was like... It looked like a weird like brick thing.
Yeah. Okay, now it's coming back to me.
And then you can just stand it up or sit it down or whatever. That's when they started coming out with you can either sit it up or lay it on its side.
Yeah, like, you figure out how you want to do it.
Yeah, I guess. I'm just going to stand it up because that's what it fits in my dresser. But yeah, no. So I got that, and then the first game I got for it that my parents bought me was...
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah.
Okay, I do remember that.
So I had the OG one, and they got me Castle Wolfenstein 3D. That was the first game I got for it. And it was basically just killing a bunch of Nazis, which is great.
What more can you ask for?
Fantastic.
Yeah,
and then after that, it was... I remember going to like a retro mom and pop like game store. And then I was really deep into anime at this time. So it was like 2000.
Okay.
So it's like maybe just before my eighth grade. And then there was this anime I was watching. It was called Dot Hack. And then I remember seeing like a game, like a game that was coming out that it was like pseudo Dot Hack, and it was called Dot Hack Infection. And then it was like pseudo MMO, where like it kind of faked an MMO game, where like you would like log in to like this like launcher, and then you would go through your messages, and then you'd go through like a messenger board, and then you would actually log into the game and like interact with NPCs that kind of felt like you're interacting with like other people online. It was like super Japanese. Like, yeah.
All right, guys. So I just Googled it, and looking at this, I don't know how you branched out to this game. Because everything is in, well, there's the English part of it, but
it came out in the US. Well, not like came out in the US. It like got translated in English to China. And then in China, you can like ship it over here. And it's like, yeah, well, it's not technically an import, but really it is.
Okay.
But yeah, they came. It's like a 3-part series. It's like Infection, Outbreak,
Hack Infection,
Quarantine, and then I think there was a number 4. But like, I only had the first 2, and I could never find the last 2 until I was like way later as an adult. But I remember getting to that game and then just like playing it, and then just like all my friends would come over like, "What the fuck are you playing, man?" Like I was like, "This game's awesome." They're like, "Yeah, but you're just spending like $100 on like these Japanese imports games, and like, what are you doing?" I'm like, "I don't know, man. What should I play?" And they're like, "Hey, cool. Here's Marvel's Capcom 2. Play this shit." I'm like, "Oh."
Yeah, dude, those games are amazing.
And then that's when I got introduced to Metal Gear.
Oh, okay.
It's like around the PlayStation 2 era, because I never played the first Metal Gear. Okay. So, but you can. Like backward, it's like backwards.
Yeah, so absolutely.
That's when I played Metal Gear 1, when like my friend gave it to me, and it was like, "Play this, like stop playing your Japanese bullshit. Like play this, this is good, but it's technically also Japanese bullshit because it's made by Konami." So I was like, "Whatever, man, I'm gonna play this too." And then I fell in love with Metal Gear. And then after that, it was, you know, I kept going on with Final Fantasy of like 10, 10-2, and like all these other games.
Goes down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I went down that rabbit hole like in a weird way with PlayStation 2.
Yeah, I didn't get... It was all through other friends that I got introduced to Metal Gear and obviously Final Fantasy. And I was like, "This is cool." Because I just felt like from what I was used to playing, it was just out of the ordinary. And I didn't quite understand, but it intrigued me enough to be like, "Oh, I can start playing this game anytime I'm here." Like my friends were like, "Oh, yeah, you can borrow..." Like, got to a point where I was like, "Oh, you can borrow my console and just play the game. Let me know. Just bring it back. You know, I'm cool with you." So I was like, "All right, cool." But yeah, those games are amazing. That's why I kind of feel late on that curve with Sony. Not that I don't enjoy Sony. I think my first ever own purchase for Sony was the PlayStation 3. Mm. And then I think I justified it was in my mind.
Dude, I spent so much money on a PlayStation 3. My girlfriend at the time was like, "You're a fucking idiot." And I was like, "Go to hell."
So I remember, this is going to be hilarious because what's recently going on was the whole pre-owned certified shit from GameStop. Mm. And they had, you know, a console, and I was like, "Oh shit, it's only, you know, a certain amount." And it was just a few months old. So I was like, "Hey, I don't know." And they got the little warranty you can add on. So I was like, "All right, well, I'll buy myself this." But I think the way I justified it was like, "Oh, it's got a Blu-ray player too. It's a 2-for-1. Like, I can use it for video games and watching pleasure." At the time,
it was a cheaper solution to a Blu-ray player.
And I was like, 2-for-1, might as well. And I think that's how I justified it. And yeah, I had it for a minute. I didn't play it as much as I thought. I did use it more for the Blu-ray player, which was the opposite of what I expected it to be used for.
Right.
Not that I didn't like it. And I only had a few games that just were just hand-me-downs or borrowed from friends, because I was like, I don't know, buy like $100 game or $80 at the time, or
yeah,
whatever the cost of the game was at the time. I was like, oh, I'll just get borrowed from one's friends and just play whatever games they had.
Dude, holy sh! I spent so much money when the PlayStation 3 came out. It's solely for the fact when Metal Gear Solid 4 came out, or when it was announced. And so, because I got really hooked into Metal Gear, I loved speedrunning number one and number two.
Oh, okay.
And then when number three came out, I was like, oh, this is like, it was such a like crazy departure from like, from the old Metal Gear games. And so when number four was announced and it was like, oh, well, it's going to be a PlayStation 3 game, like you're not going to get it on your two. I was like, okay, well, I just got to save up money. And at the time I just got a job. So like, cool, I'm just going to save up a bunch of money, and then ended up dropping like close to $800 on a PlayStation 3, an extra controller, Metal Gear Solid, and like all this shit, and just walked out with this giant bag.
I remember.
I walked out with this giant bag of GameStop and just going home just like super happy and like, I just dumped a bunch of money on a gaming console.
I think that's when I finally...
Like, this is my money, and I spent all this money on this dumb thing.
I loved it.
So
I remember that's where I kind of started to play Call of Duty.
Really?
On PlayStation 3. Because I've heard of the game. Obviously, I think back when PC, you know, what were they called? PC.
Okay. So did you actually, so let's backtrack.
Okay.
So
no,
did you play PC games?
I started with Counter-Strike, like
everyone. Like everyone else?
Everyone else.
1.5 or 1.6?
I don't remember, man.
Okay,
I really don't recall. Tell me the difference.
So for all of you nerds to know, you would know 1.5 to 1.6 depending on your knife. If you're going downwards, like you're stabbing somebody downwards, that's 1.5. 1.6 is side.
Low side? Okay. So I got, it was 1.6 now that I remember.
Okay.
So sideways slash? And it was through just friends. Like, it was literally neighborhood kids. They're like, oh, there's this, I think, if it was still there. It was a little PC, little Asian holding spot place off, like, I think in Anaheim or Stanton.
Was it Bing Bang 101?
It was off Catella. I don't remember the exact name. Catella and...
Is it over by that, where that Reels is at?
I'm not sure. It was off Catella. I just remember it being off Catella. I don't think it's there anymore, but when it was, little spots were kept popping up here and there.
Was it right next to that Taco Bell that was right there?
Yes.
Oh, you went to Ice House too.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, that was Ice House. Yeah, that got shut down because someone got stabbed there after a Counter-Strike tournament.
You know, that sounds about right. Yeah. Sounds appropriate. Yay. But I just remember the few kids or the neighborhood kids that I had got to meet through school were like, oh, they live around the corner. There's this PC place that's somewhat walking distance from us.
Yeah.
And that's where I got introduced. Like, what is this game? Like, it's called Counter-Strike. You play it on a computer. And I was like, at the time, I didn't get a computer. I think it was in high school, like sophomore. Got like a dinky fucking, no offense to the Dell, but it was one of the kiosks, you know, pre-made.
Right.
Can't do anything. It's all soldered in and fucking, you can't do anything to it. But originally, that's where I got my first computer. I was like, you can play games on a computer? I was like, mind blown. I did not know that.
You telling me you never played Oregon Trail?
Oh, no. I remember playing Oregon Trail. But it's just like an actual, like more of the video games that I was familiar to. Now it's just like, type in pass, go to get gold, get water,
don't die. Of dysentery.
So I do. I remember, I love that game actually. but I just was like, oh, you get to shoot people on your own teams.
Yeah.
And that just like, oh, you get a headset and you can talk and you can tell people from your team.
Yeah.
And that was such a weird introduction because I was just like, all right, let's see how this is. And I wouldn't say I was the best player. I was okay. Like I was like, all right, I'd get my kills certain rounds. And then other ones, I was like, I just got handled. I got my ass kicked. Yeah. So I think to that extent, which was just like, this is dope. I was shocked. I think I never got into more of building gaming rigs as I got older, because I do love building computers, and that was such a cool love for me, because I would play, I think the first other game that I would play online, aside from WoW, I know you WoW fans, but it was like a free version of that game. I'm not sure. I think they shut down the servers for those games.
Was it RuneScape?
It was RuneScape.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, and, yeah, I played a shit ton of... Hey, all you Wall Street, like, stonks, guys. You want to talk about like day trading? Go to like a merchant like house and then try and sell like 600 wood for 300 gold with like 900 other avatars there. Like that's your Wall Street in RuneScape.
It was obviously my friend Mike introduced me, and I got, since I got that, my computer, and he was like, "Oh, let's make you an account." He's older than me. How old is he? He's about maybe 7-8 years older than me. So he just like, he was always ahead of the curve when it came to gaming. So I was like, oh, if you don't want to play WoW, because, you know, you'll get hooked, let's just get you on the free version. Because obviously, you know, you're still in high school. And he got me hooked on RuneScape, and I was just obsessed, bro. Like, I think it was like maybe 5-6 years ago where I was like, I tried out re-log in my account to see where I left off. Because I know he was so ahead of the game where he would give me some of his stuff, his shield, his armor.
Oh, okay.
But some of the stuff that I would get from him, like I was like, oh, like you have to be at this level in order to use it.
You're like, no.
So it was just like he would always give me like money and stuff, like, oh, hey, come over here, we can get you this and over here. Yeah. So he walked me through it. But I just remember, dude, I got hooked on that game, and I was like, I gotta stay away from PC gaming because it would have probably just been my downfall.
I got introduced to PC gaming like early, because again, my cousin that had all those consoles, he ended up getting into PC gaming. So much so that he got a T8100 installed into his house because he needed a fast internet connection.
Wow.
So because he was playing at that time, so before Counter-Strike there was Half-Life. Okay. So he was playing the original Half-Life multiplayer, and so he was playing a lot of that. And then I started playing on his account and then got really into that. And so then I was playing that with him, and we're doing like Raga jumps and like the laser jumps and shit, like on those levels. We were playing a lot of that. And then obviously that evolved into Counter-Strike. And as I got older, I wouldn't go over as much anymore just because school was closer at that time. I was in junior high and I had made a bunch of friends. And that's when we started going to Ice House over there in Westminster. We would bike there from my parents' house, like all the way to Westminster, just go to like this PC gaming cafe and play Counter-Strike with a bunch of like other like middle-aged men, and then just like handle, like we got pretty good to a certain point where like some people were like yelling at us like in the cafe, and then, you know, we would drink our bobas and like our monsters and our Red Bulls,
and that's where I also got introduced to boba. So a lot of love came from that little area.
But you know, being like on those PC cafes, they also have a lot of other preloaded games too. So that's also weird. We would play like different games too, like things that I would never have seen before, like not World of Warcraft, but like World of Warcraft was like an RTS before that too. It was like a World of something. It's like Ice World or something like that. I honestly can't remember what it was, but like there were other things like Team Fortress. There was like a Dragon Ball Z like fighting game too. Like you can fly around almost like, not like Budokai where it's like 2D, but it's like 3D, and you would literally fly around and try and shoot Kamehameha's at it, like people in the face.
Oh, okay, dude.
So it was like a bunch of like dumb shit like that we would play, or like Day of Defeat. We play a shit ton of Day of Defeat. Like when we got bored of Counter-Strike, we played Day of Defeat for like forever, and then, you know, go home. And I don't know, that was like my life for like 2 years of just going to like these PC gaming cafes.
There was always times where I was always nervous going into like new ones that I wasn't familiar with.
Cause
we'd meet kids our age and then some kids that were a little bit older. I was like, oh, we're going to go to this location, this and that. Yeah. And I was like, all right, I guess we can go there. Like,
dude, we would meet adults all the time and just like, they would just get mad at us. Cause we'd go in there and just like swamp them. Cause we'd all like, obviously like, we'd all played with each other and we'd all like be next to rigs each other. And like, you would just see some dude like stand up like, who the fuck is standing in the corner with an op over in like DDoS? Like, that's me. Hey. Like, he's like, fuck you. He's like, okay, cool. I'm like 15. I'm going to be out. Well, let's go home now.
Do you remember the Elder Scrolls on PlayStation 3?
I never played any of those.
Okay. Those are really good games. I just kind of blanked out because I was like, what games did I have on there? Did I borrow from friends? That was one of them that I actually really enjoyed playing on the PlayStation 3. And the other one that I really got into was the Uncharted. There you go.
You know what? I skipped the first Uncharted.
Okay.
I didn't play Uncharted 1. I played Uncharted 2.
Among Thieves.
Yeah.
And that's the one I started to play first because I didn't have any PlayStation until the third one.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's the game that my friend, and then Arkham City for Batman as well.
Oh my God. Arkham Asylum is so much better though.
I haven't played it. I'm sorry.
The original Arkham is like flawless. It's a flawless game. especially because of the voice actors that are in it, Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't know, the original voice actors for Batman animated series, Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill. I mean, they still continue on later on in the series
of those same voice actors.
But for like that first like Rocksteady game, it's you get Mark Hamill, Kevin Conroy. They're reprising their roles as their respected characters in a Batman game. You're like, holy shit. And then you get, you know, you get like the cast of crew. So, you know, you obviously like Hush, and then, you know, you get Killer Croc that's in there too. And then,
oh, damn. Okay.
Harley. You get all these like cast of characters. You're like, oh, okay. And that's why it spun off into like such a like major franchise. Like, no.
Yeah. I think with the whole, was it for PlayStation 3, the other one that kind of introduced to me that I kind of just brought me back to, it was a real life race scene, which was Gran Turismo. Ooh, and I really got into racing games because of that game. And then it kind of just brought me back to my GameCube, which was Need for Speed.
Hot Pursuit was the shit.
The one that I really enjoyed or really loved, there's three that come to mind. So it was the GameCube versions of Need for Speed 1 and 2 Underground.
Oh, okay. Underground's awesome.
And then the third one that I was like, I remember my cousin had got it, but we played it together, was Most Wanted.
Oh, okay. Is that the one where you can, like a multiplayer, you can be like the cop and then your objective was to pull them over? Or was that Hot Pursuit?
I think that was Hot Pursuit.
That was probably Hot Pursuit, right?
And Most Wanted was so great with the storyline of you becoming, you know, this person, this racer. But I remember it was the last level or the last race where you had to, I don't remember if it was pull off a heist or just escape from the cops between helicopters and all these chargers as cops in their vehicles and stuff like that. And it took us so long for that last level to beat it, dude. It was gruesome. And then I remember me and my cousin were going back. All right, let me try. It's my turn. All right, here's the controller. All right, you try to see if we can beat this level. And then we got to the point where I finally beat it, and it brought me so much joy. I want to revisit that because I really want to get the game. I still have my GameCube, so I really want to play that game because I just like, I want to remember if it was just built up in my head at the time or was it genuine? Because I felt like it was one of the, it was that scene from Superbad with Michael Cera. He's playing the, I forgot what game on there, and he's like, well, why the fuck am I even playing this game if I can't even win it? And throws the controller. I felt that when I saw that in that scene. I was like, dude, I feel you, bro. Like, that's how I felt when I played Need for Speed Most Wanted. And I fucking love that game. That's why I was like, I don't think I have that game. I think on my GameCube games, I have obviously Melee, Mario Kart Double Dash, and I believe I have the Need for Speed Underground 1 only.
You know, it's funny that now that you mention that, that's actually all that my friend would play too. And then, going back to like that buddy's house, we would all like conjugate at.
Yeah.
We'd all play the video games at. He had a bunch of racing games too, and he played Underground all the time.
Oh my God.
And so we would like all try and play like Underground with him, just like trying like get like a car souped up, try and do all the races and everything at times. And like he would get frustrated, like, you try. And then we would like pass it on. I'd get frustrated. Like, all right, nope, pass it over to you. You try. Pass it over to you. You try.
Until
you
someone try. Beat the level. And that's the one thing, like, oh, I can maybe this, I can get another 2.5 ounces of NOS in this one if I do this upgrade. Let's do it.
And your rep goes up just a little, just enough. You're like the best. And you're like,
Dude, and I really would like to revisit those games, specifically Most Wanted. But yeah, dude, I really got into racing games. I didn't think I would. Because of the type of games, I was like, I love the whole combat, you know, person to person one, just to be able to do fight games. And then that's when my friend introduced me to Soul Calibur.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dude, I love Soul Calibur. I got pretty good at Soul Calibur because it was just like a different type of fighting game and the art form of like being in a three world. Like, if you were going to strike, you can actually, you know, rotate, move, and like, every angles were introduced to me, and that's why I think I really got into, I think Soul Calibur
I think it was like number two. It's like for the Dreamcast was like the better version of that.
But okay.
Yeah, everyone was always into like number two.
I think that was the one. Because I know they brought one on the GameCube, which I actually got myself.
It was either number two or number three. Was on GameCube. Okay. Did you have Yoda? No, was it Yoda for you?
Oh, I forgot. It was every console had one. Dark Vader, yeah. Yoda.
No, you guys had Link.
I don't remember.
Yeah, because all the consoles had something different. It's like Xbox at that point had Spawn.
Ah, you're right. It was Link. Soul Calibur 2.
Yeah, you guys had Link.
We had Link. I do remember now.
Yeah, you guys had Link.
But yeah, dude, my friend introduced me to that, and I was like, is this on GameCube? And like, they have their own version.
I could never get into that game.
Oh, dude,
maybe it's because I was super trash at it, but yeah, I could never get into that game.
It took me a while to perfect, like, my characters.
Yeah.
Link was one of them, and there was a few other characters that I was like, oh, I like this character.
There's only, like, a certain handful of, like, fighting games that I got, like, pretty proficient at.
Okay.
Smash was not one of them.
Really?
Like, it's like something that I couldn't be like, yeah, I could do
okay. I can hold my own.
Yeah. So like my fighting game genres was like, I played Marvel vs. Capcom 2 endlessly.
Okay.
So I'm pretty good at that game.
Okay. How about Mortal Kombat?
Mortal Kombat 3 for the Super NES. That I can be like, yeah, I'm good at that game.
Okay.
Anything else past that?
No.
No. No.
I'm really bad at
Street Fighter. Unless we're going to go with like Third Strike, then I'm okay. But my main two characters is only like two. It's Ken and Dudley. And that's okay. I'm never good at Soul Calibur. I cannot do that. My 3D fighting game that I was only good at was Bloody Roar 2.
Okay.
And I have that on my phone. I still play that. I have a Bluetooth controller that I still play that on, just because I love that game. I don't know why. It's not great, but I love that game and I still play that game. Like the only other fighting game that I was like really good at was Tekken. I love Tekken.
Oh, Tekken. Tekken was great.
Steve Fox is my favorite character. I will not play it. I will not play anyone else but Steve Fox. I love Steve Fox.
Like
Jin, Kazama, like all of fuck those guys. Steve Fox all day, baby. Yeah, we'll go with the American boxer all day. But fighting games I like handpicked like which fighting games that I wanted to like get into. Okay. Like even now, like I'm not great at Smash Ultimate. Like there's like a handful of characters that I'm okay with. Like that's why I like when they introduce like fighting game characters. Like, okay, cool. Terry's in here. I know Terry's moveset.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I can do Terry. That's fine. I can do Terry. But yeah, there's fighting games is like something that I just was never into. Same thing with racing games. I wasn't into it. Like when, like, as soon as I got like my hand, like my heart was like hooked into like, role-playing games or like action role-playing games or JRPGs. Like that was it. That was like game over for me. So everything from like Final Fantasy to Zeldas to Shadow of the Colossus, like all that, like Metal Gears, like anything like that, like I was in 100%. And that's been like my bread and butter for like forever. I mean, it's the same thing now. I mean,
so
multiplayer games
with the whole, the only multiplayer games I enjoy or I like, it's just, I played the Mario Party on the Switch version. I don't own it, but I played it, and I enjoy certain games like that when there's enough people to play it, and it's just fun because you just get to fuck with people. Yeah. That's specifically it. And then same thing with the Mario Kart, because obviously I have the...
Yeah, fuck you and Mario
Kart. You have the worst luck, man.
Yeah, dude, garbage. I tell you guys, you and Omar play it, and then I keep telling you, I was like, I'm really bad at this game. I'm going to lose. And then I lose, and then I get mad at you guys, and then I get drunk.
I honestly I feel like when it comes to that game, especially when I obviously Nintendo Switch, I had pre-ordered the Smash Brothers Ultimate Edition because I was like, I don't care, I could care less for the graphic in front, not in a bad way, but just I just wanted to have the game already as soon as I got my bundle. So I went like as soon as it became live, I was like, good to start playing. And I just like, all right, cool. I'll get Mario Kart. And I've gotten a few other games on there as well. Obviously, I got the new relatively new. The Mario, all three versions, 64.
Galaxy and then Sunshine?
Yeah, Sunshine. Okay, Sunshine. Yeah. I love Sunshine. I don't know how we did not touch on Sunshine.
Whoever says Sunshine is a bad Mario game should be hung.
Yeah,
that game is fantastic.
It's such a great game. So I ran through 64 pretty quick because I remembered a lot of it. Yeah. So I ran through that game, finished it. I'm on Sunshine right now. I haven't touched my Switch in a minute right now. But I was like, all right, I got the stars. I don't even know how many sun stars I have to get, or sun brights, or whatever they're called. I actually never, ever played Galaxy, but my friend swore by it. My friend Mark, he was just like, dude, that game is dope.
Yeah.
Rosalia and the little star
character. Galaxy 1 and 2 are probably the best Mario games ever made.
Wow. Ever. Wow. Ever. That's a bold statement.
Yeah, like ever. Like I bought my parents... back in the day, a Wii, and because I don't know why my mom wanted a Wii. She wanted to do like the bowling and all that stuff.
Oh, I love that.
And then
I'm here for that.
And then so I was like, okay, fine. So then now that you have a console here, and then I don't need to buy myself one, like you guys have it, I'm just gonna buy a bunch of games and I'm gonna play it. So that's when I got, you know, Twilight Princess, and then that's when I got, you know, Mario Galaxy 1 and 2, and I was like playing those games like. Yeah, no.
I know there's a huge fan base because my friend Mark, it was just like, I don't think he was more on the, I think between him and his brother Julio, they're in between. I think they obviously shared consoles, and it was, I think they had both at the time, PlayStation and Xbox. But I remember when they had got the whole Nintendo, Mark was and his brother Julio were constantly playing Smash Brothers at their house, my house, our my cousin's house, everyone's house essentially. And I just remember being like, when he had got that and he got Galaxy, he was all about that game. And I was just like, I just never branched out because it just, for me as someone that constantly played those games, it looked different to me. I was just like, oh, Galaxy. Yeah.
It's such a
different realm. That's why I think I strayed away from it. Cause like, no, I want my nostalgia. I want what I'm used to and what I'm comfortable with. But you know, I want to start playing it just for the fact that I was like, oh, I want to kind of branch out to that and see if I can play it. Because now that I have it, I haven't tried it yet. Cause I was like, I want to finish Sunshine and then move on to it. But I'm excited to start playing it. So
Galaxy 1 and 2 are like, probably the best Mario games like ever made. It's crazy. It's up there. Like I would still not put Odyssey up there. Like Odyssey's great. I love Odyssey, but
it's another one.
Galaxy 1 and 2 are just
All
right. Dude, they're so good. Like for that time, it's so good. Like I'd put those up way higher than any of those other games.
All right. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I really stop myself with my friend Mike with PC gaming, because I told you, man, that would have been really a bad game changer for each. Because I felt like when I would do my PC build and I got into like, oh, I can build my own PC and I can make it as fast or even better than some of these consoles. And that's when I was just like, oh, I had the ability to play PC gaming, but I just didn't branch out to it. I just liked my computer and I liked doing the whole intricate stuff inside, from you know RGB lighting to the fans and all that. I just enjoyed that, the look and the overall feel of it, and not use it for gaming. Not that I didn't want to, I just was like, no, I have my consoles. That's why I have my consoles.
Yeah, no, I had a PC game. I had a PC gaming laptop for like the longest time, and that's weird. I could never get into MMOs. Okay. I just never, it never clicked with me. I don't know why. I watched tons of isekai anime. It should click for me, but I just did not. I was like, I played WoW for like a couple of days and like, I can't do this.
It's too much investment.
Yeah, it's like, this timing is like not for, it wasn't like, I'm fine with time. In Skyrim, really? I put like 200 hours plus.
Okay.
Like a time investment is like not an issue. It didn't
call your attention.
Yeah. It just didn't hit for me. Okay. And then it was the same thing with Final Fantasy 14 when that first came out. Like the initial launch for that was trash anyways. But then I ended up getting a free version of Realm Reborn.
Okay.
And my friend was like, you need to get on this because you got it for free. You're like a legacy player because you pre-ordered the original.
Yeah.
He's like, and I played it with him for a little bit. And I just was like, I can't, man. Like, I don't know what it is about MMOs. I love JRPGs, but this is just not, like, this isn't for me.
Okay.
So then I went back and just started playing Counter-Strike again, and then going back to playing StarCraft 1 with Brood War, like, attached to it, and just, like, going back and playing those games.
Gosh.
And it's like, and I played PUBG for a little bit.
Okay.
PUBG was fun. That was a fun game to fuck around with. But yeah, I don't know. PC gaming was something that I never got into either. I don't know. I always liked the feel of a controller in my hand.
The whole keyboard and mouse feel. And that's the one thing, like, because I remember when I had a few, obviously, gamers that were PC users, and they were just like, you can plug a controller to it. And it still didn't feel right to me.
Yeah, I don't know why.
So right now, Origin.
Okay.
So I use my friend's account, but I recently, obviously, I have a Lenovo Legion 5 gaming laptop. I don't use it for gaming, but I just like the look of it. And then he was like, oh, you can use my account and play Fallen Order, Star Wars.
Yeah.
And so I tried to play it with my keyboard and mouse. I couldn't get the feel for it. So I think what I'm going to do, I'm probably going to invest in an Xbox controller, just Xbox One, and play with the controller, because the game on the least difficulty was so hard for me. Oh my gosh. But it was good, dude. I enjoyed it. So I think a big part of that, but all right, guys, I think we're going to just wrap up. But final say, what games should people play right now, since obviously we have a lot of time on our hands with the pandemic?
Oh, right now?
Yeah, like what should people play, or if they haven't played, what do you recommend? Like, overview. Just quick fire. What do you think?
On anything?
On anything. What do you, like, if people haven't played, what do you think? What should people be playing right now, since all this free time because of COVID?
I feel like my back catalog is garbage. So there's so much stuff I haven't played, but all right. So let's go with Switch. So okay. If you have a Switch and you just want a good fun time, I mean, Smash is fun. That's always a good time. If you're going to, like, competitive stuff, remember when me and you were having our Tetris 99?
Oh, yeah. Tetris 99. Oh, my gosh.
Our Tetris 99 off of who can get first place first.
Yeah.
And we still never got it.
I got second place, dude.
We got second place.
You got second place. That was fine. Fucking garbage. I want to go back to that now. Thank you.
Yeah, Tetris 99 is a lot of fun. If you want to go for like an RPG kind of setting, Octopath the Traveler is great for the Switch.
Okay.
Shooters, I couldn't tell you anything about Switch on shooters. yeah, Mario Odyssey is pretty fun. Switch is just a lot of fun. Animal Crossing's fun. And if we're gonna go into PlayStation 4, your staples from there is the new God of War. Absolutely fantastic.
Oh shit.
You literally don't even have to play the first three. It's fine. the new God of War is awesome. If you can pick up the Last of Us remaster for that.
How did I forget
it's about like, The Last it's, of Us? It's like one of the top three games of all time.
Yeah.
The new Spider-Man game on that one is great.
Miles Morales. That was great.
But even the original.
Even the original?
PS4 game.
Legit. Bro, okay.
Legit. I would put that up there with, like, Spider-Man Into the Universe.
Oh,
Into
really?
The Verse. Yeah. Of how good that game is.
Damn.
Xbox, I don't own one, so I literally couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you anything that's on the game. Play the Halos, I guess.
Yeah, the staple of the game.
Yeah,
that's what branched it out.
Yeah, play the Halos. I think Sunset Overdrive's fine. but a lot of the things are like cross platform games.
So yeah,
it's not like you can't get play away from one game. Play Final Fantasy Remake 7. Play that. Especially if you've played the first one. If you played the original growing up, play the remake, because it's so tonally different. And so by, like, the end of that game, you're like, holy shit, where is this going to go now? because it's not going to be the same as what you think it's going to be.
Yeah.
And that's how it's kind of set up. And so play that game. Red Dead Redemption 2 is awesome. I cannot praise that game anymore. Multiplayer stuff. Warzone's always fun.
Yeah.
Warzone's never going to go away. That shit's fun. I played that for like 200 hours, like over COVID. I played a lot of Warzone. Other stuff that I'm playing, some like indie stuff, 13 Sentinels, which is like, I think it's like Lab 5 versus Level 5. One of those producers, but it's like a light novel slash like strategy games like Final Fantasy Tactics.
Okay.
But then it's also, it's weird. It's such a like crazy like storytelling game, but then also with like some strategy like game into it. But it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got like a really good storyline. I could not. That's probably like from last year. That's like my game of the year.
Really? Damn. Yeah. That's awesome.
I as like original content, I would put that above Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Wow.
Just of like how good, like, but you have to be into that wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Of like what you want to it.
What you
like
want what you in a game.
Like I would put that like above that, but yeah, it's there's so many good games that came out last year. I don't know what's good on. Oh, Control. Holy shit. If you like crazy. So there's this old internet thing. Now I'm trying to remember what it was called. But if you haven't played. It's going to bug me crazy that I don't remember what it was. So there's like this old forum that people would like write into and like kind of just make up like subclasses of like X-Files stuff.
Okay.
And so like they would write like short stories and like descriptions of like certain items, and they'd be like, oh, like, well, this telephone is like class like Euclid or something, but like it's like an interdimensional like telephone that like picks up like in a parallel universe. You can talk to like yourself that's like crazy or something. And so the game is basically like MIB, but like on steroids and kind of twisted and dark. And man, if you like that kind of sort of stuff, like the X-Files, like mystery kind of thing, Control is like your shit. Control is like such a good game. And right now, actually right now, if you have a PlayStation Plus subscription, it's the Ultimate Edition is free. So definitely play that. That game is absolutely fantastic. Free to play stuff. That's always a lot of fun. I hate Fortnite, so don't play Fortnite.
Yeah, you heard it here first, guys.
I don't play Fortnite. Destiny 2 is free to play. That's fun if you like your Halo jumpy shooter games. Destiny 2 is awesome. Warframe is also free to play. That's a time investment. That's definitely a time investment if you want the time investment. But like some like fun stuff, Fall Guys is awesome. And I think that's it. I don't really know anything else. I play a lot of like. I'm playing a lot of old stuff like right now. I'm like running through Bloodborne again for like my 100th time just for shits and giggles because I love that game. Same thing with Hollow Knight. I'm just running through that game again just because I like it. But yeah, man.
Got a lot of good games here, guys. So it's a lot to take in, especially with everything happening with COVID and the pandemic. So for all you gamers, this is might be a little safe haven to be able to play these games. But I know we didn't go over all the games that everyone played. I am aware of it. There's so much. We might have to do a part two of this, maybe add another guest with us, but
we didn't even just touch Castlevania, bro.
Oh my gosh, how did we not touch on that? But we might do a part two to this episode, but thank you for listening. Shoot me a message, DM me of games that we might be interested in playing. Thank you for your time. Thanks, Ray, again for coming through clutch. Yeah, of course.
Let me know what internet cafes you used to go to and drink a bunch of boba at.
Yeah, exactly, guys. Thank you again. Bye-bye.